USA Radio News.
Republicans are hitting back against President Joe Biden on COVID.
Thursday marks 1 year in office since President Joe Biden took the presidential oath of office. COVID was a central part of the president's campaign. But White House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says President Biden's response to the coronavirus has been a failure.
How many times during the campaign did candidate Joe Biden say, "I'm going to shut down the virus"? He actually bragged that he had a plan on day one to combat the virus. What happened just a few weeks ago before governors across the country?
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The man suspected of fatally stabbing 24-year-old UCLA grad student Brianna Kupfer while she worked alone at a furniture store last week has been arrested. Police took 31-year-old Sean Smith into custody around noon Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Joe Biden ran the gamut in a Wednesday press conference, from his administration's COVID-19 response to yelling at reporters who challenged him about his comments in Georgia last week. Biden also did not mince words about those across the aisle.
Think about this. What are Republicans for? What are they for? Name me one thing they're for. I have to make clear to the American people what we are for. We pass a lot. We pass a lot of things that people don't even understand what's all that's in it, understandably.
In related news, many Americans give President Joe Biden a failing grade for his first year in office, according to a new Politico poll. It also revealed 51% disagreed with the statement, "Biden is capable of leading the country." Republicans graded Biden more harshly than Democrats, but independents also graded the president poorly. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Republicans blocked voting legislation on Wednesday night. It's a setback for Joe Biden and his party. Meanwhile, earlier in the day, Senator Joe Manchin weighed in on why he would not walk the party line on this issue.
Pushing the narrative of nationalizing elections, Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer told lawmakers Tuesday they're going after the 60-vote filibuster rule in order to get the legislation passed. The John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act and the Freedom of Vote Act are needed, as Schumer accused state-level Republicans of trying to take away the vote from younger, black and brown, elderly, minority, and low-income voters. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin at a press conference says there are already laws on the books to prevent what Schumer is talking about.
The government will stand behind them. Should have a right to vote.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Some flights to and from the U.S. were canceled on Wednesday, even after AT&T and Verizon scaled back the rollout of high-speed wireless service that could interfere with aircraft technology that measures altitude. Airlines received warnings from the Federal Aviation Administration and Boeing that many of the plane makers' aircrafts had equipment vulnerable to interference from 5G service. Ford is recalling about 200,000 cars in the U.S. to fix a problem that can stop the brake lights from turning off. The recall covers certain 2014 and 15 Ford Fusion and Lincoln MKZ midsize cars, as well as some 2015 Mustangs. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.